Old bus driver, driving that big old bus all around, picking up people, dropping off people, taking people wherever they want to be. Oh yeah, good old bus driver, so very good at driving that big old bus. Oh yeah, good old bus driver, everyone's so appreciative of the transportation. Good old bus driver makes it look so easy to drive that bus, however it's actually quite difficult. It's just that the bus driver was properly trained.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. This is a very special treat, and we want to welcome to KDWA Denise Becker. She is a bus driver with the Hastings Bus Company, and she recently was awarded Bus Driver of the Year for the second time. Congrats.
Thank you.
Well, I'm so glad that you came in today. So first of all, you won this award once. Did you sort of think, oh my gosh, that's like a once in a lifetime thing?
Yeah, I won it actually back in 2014. It was a win, but it was also a tie. I had tied with somebody, and then they took one of the events, and whoever placed better in that particular event is what broke the tie. This time around, I won it. Fair and square.
Square.
I mean, there was no tie, no tiebreakers.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I mean, in fact, when they announced my name, I just like, are you sure? Did you add up the total?
So you actually have to compete for this then?
Yes.
Okay. Can you explain what it's all about, please?
It's all about safety.
Oh, okay.
And that's the goal, is to help us bus drivers to be the safest bus drivers that we can possibly be. So when you go to these competitions, it's three different category type things.
Okay.
So one of the things is like you have is the pre-trip section. So
the pre-trip.
Yeah, the pre-trip. At the Hastings Bus Company, we are required to pre-trip our buses before every run.
And what does that mean, please?
You are looking for lights that don't work, the horn maybe doesn't, you know, anything that might be failing on the bus.
You go through all of that?
Yes, before every run.
But how do you do that as one person? Do you have somebody help you?
Nope, you do it all by yourself. You come up with, there is a routine that you can come up with. You know, if that means you open up the back door to make sure, one, the door works and the emergency buzzers are working, and then you hang your head out to see what lights are flashing.
Oh my gosh.
You're opening up emergency windows, roof hatches, you're looking underneath the hood, we're checking our tires. So as an employee of the Hastings Bus Company, we do that before every run that we do.
So every morning, if you are running kids to school, you do that?
We do that.
Oh,
and then
Denise.
Like in my case, I do a noontime route, so I'll do a pre-trip at that point, and then when I do my afternoon route, I do a pre-trip at that point.
How long does the pre-trip
take? We're given 5 minutes.
Okay.
They actually pay us 5 minutes. Now, it takes longer to
I was
do
gonna
a
say
thorough
that.
Pre-trip. So
right.
If you do a real thorough one
yes.
in the morning.
Right. The middle ones will be 5 minutes.
And you've driven the bus on and off all day. You know, you might not have to be so extensive by the end of the day.
Okay.
You're checking for, you know, the tires and the main stuff by the end of the day.
Is it a visual check, or do you actually...
Oh, you're physically opening up the hood, pressing buttons, checking seats to see if they're broken or loose.
Oh, dear.
And so at the state competition, that is one of the categories, is you need to do a pre-trip in 5 minutes. Now, what makes it a little more difficult during a competition is you have no clue what kind of bus you're getting. At these competitions, you know, like we brought a couple of buses up, and we ended up using them in the course part of the competition. Mm-hmm. Another company brought buses, and that's what we used for the pre-trip. Well,
you didn't know those buses.
Didn't know those buses, and totally different type of bus than what we have here in Hastings. So you're basically, they stopwatch you. You got 5 minutes to go do a thorough pre-trip of a bus and come up with the 5 things that they have sabotaged the bus.
Oh, with. No.
I mean, it could be as little as a loose lug nut. I've had it where they've put a small cone between the duals, and it's not sticking out of the side of the bus. So, I mean, you really need to look in your duals to make sure.
You have to do that in 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's one of the categories. The other category is the written test.
Okay, and that do you do at this competition as well, or do you do that before?
You do that at the competition.
Okay.
So the last few years, we've had the competition for the state at Arden Hills, the driver's exam station. So basically, you go on the computer and you take a CDL school bus.
What are some of the questions?
Oh, it can vary from anything from how far away do you stop your bus from a railroad track?
And the answer is?
15 to 50 feet.
Okay.
You have to stop. You have to open the door, open the window. How many feet before you activate your ambers in a 35 mile an hour or less zone?
And what's the answer to that?
That would be 100 feet.
Oh,
if you're going faster than 35, then it would be 400 feet.
I mean,
it's very detailed. It's laws, rules, mechanical things for the bus,
right?
You know?
So those are pretty standard, I would assume.
For the state of Minnesota, yes.
Okay.
So it would be, you know, not just maybe our company rules, but it's basically the CDL manual, the school bus endorsement test, maybe questions about your air brakes. That can all be on that written test.
And how many questions?
50.
So now you have a lot to tell the kids when you bus them. I have to take tests too, right?
Yeah. I know, whenever the kids complain on the bus, oh, this school, I don't like school. It's like, wait till you're an adult.
It's even harder, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's part two.
That's part two. And the third part is the actual course. And that is basically you get in a bus and there's a driver's examiner in the bus with you.
Where does he sit?
He sits usually on the passenger side front seat.
Okay.
And he's watching you look at all your mirrors.
Oh.
Everything that you're doing inside the bus.
Okay.
You know, are you activating your blinkers on the inside? Are your two hands on the wheel? Or are you hanging one out the window? You know, that type of thing. But he is mostly watching, are you using your mirrors?
Okay. Because how many mirrors do you have?
On a school bus, there's seven.
You have seven mirrors.
Seven mirrors. And in order to do these obstacle course, driving course, you are using every inch of those mirrors. And you are getting as close to some of these cones as a half an inch.
What? I get close to cones, but it's on purpose. Because why are you getting so close?
It's different maneuvers. So, like, one of them is a parallel part. You're on this course, so...
Okay.
Like, this year we started off, and the first thing was the railroad crossing. And so there's judges all around the course on the outside. So you got your examiner on the inside watching your driving abilities on the inside.
Okay.
The outside people are watching. Where did the bus stop? Did they open the door?
Sure.
Did they open the window?
Did they look?
The examiner on the inside is looking at how many mirrors did you look at? Did you look at the inside mirror twice? Did you, you know, in what sequence did you look at these mirrors? And then you have a student stop. You've got a right turn.
So was there a real student that you pick up?
No, we didn't have real students that had little makeshift wooden people standing out there. there's turns. There's the backup where you only got any more than the width or the length of the bus to pull up and get into this canal.
Ugh.
And, you know, some of these barriers are just ropes.
Oh.
And you've got to get in, and it's tight. You've got the parallel parking.
How long is a school bus?
Average anywhere from 39 to 40.
Okay.
Feet.
Oh.
So you're talking, you got a length there.
Right. So you did all of these things, and then they bubble it up together for a final score.
So they'll take your pre-trip score and your backup score and your course score, and they take all the scores from each one. So each event, like the railroad crossing, is worth so many points.
Okay.
The student stop is worth so many points. So even on the course, even though it's considered the course, each individual event that you're doing on that course is points. And then they take all your points and add it up at the end.
I love it. So you won this year. Congratulations.
Yeah. It's fun to go. I enjoy it.
How many people competed?
This year there was like 45, I think, that competed. But I have been to them where there's like 100.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're trying to bring it back. Last few years, you know, people have kind of swayed away from it. But they're trying to pull the people back into it.
Huge honor.
You know, I like it. For one, I like a challenge.
Okay.
Two, I find, you know, come spring, it's like, on one hand, you're thinking, oh, my God, why are we having a competition this spring? We're tired. We just want to be done with this bus driving for a few weeks. You know, you're at your wit's end. You know, it's just, you need a break. But at the other, it's almost a good time to have it, because I find that by doing that, and I tend to, you know, we have people from Hastings that will compete, and we actually host our own company one usually at Hastings, where all of the companies that own, the owner owns Hastings, he owns all these others, so we bring everybody in and we do it. I find that while I'm setting this rodeo thing up, or the course up, and I'm getting things ready and I'm measuring and all that, it really heightens the safety aspect of driving. I find that when I start having to deal with the rodeo issues, I'm also finding myself out in the country. Oh, well, yeah, maybe I should look at that mirror another time. Or I don't know how to put it. I mean, I just feel like it really...
It makes you realize how important of a job you
have. Yeah, it does, and it refreshes. It's like a major refresher.
Okay.
I always said, you know, a lot of people shun it. I ain't going to do that. But, you know, I think it just really makes you a better driver.
Well, I'm sure it does. And look at the case for you. You are the best driver. What kind of a license do you need for a school bus?
You need to have a Class B CDL.
Okay.
You have to have, our company requires you to have the air brake endorsement.
And what does that mean, please?
It means that some buses have brakes similar to what's in a car, like a hydraulic type of brake.
Sure.
Semis, you often hear that big poosh.
Yes.
That's an air brake.
Okay.
And so some of our buses have the air brakes. So in order to operate an air brake bus, you have to have that endorsement to do so. Otherwise, you cannot operate an air brake
bus.
And
what's the difference? What does it feel like when you're braking?
You know, I find myself, I like the hydraulics a little bit better. The air brake will tend to grab faster and harder. But once you get used to them, you know, it's okay. I'm just, most of the stuff that I've driven has been more hydraulic.
Okay.
So along with the CDL and the Class B and the air brake endorsement, then you're required to also have a school bus endorsement and a passenger endorsement. So those are all separate tests. So if somebody were coming in off the street and wanted to be a school bus driver, they would actually have to take four different tests.
Okay.
Because you got the general knowledge, that'll get you your CDL. But then if you want air brakes, school bus, you know, like some of the people that drive some CDL dump trucks and stuff like that, obviously they might have an air brake and just a CDL.
But they don't have passenger.
They don't have the passenger, or they don't have the school bus part of it.
So what was your background, Denise, and how long have you been driving a school bus?
I started with Hastings Bus the summer of 1994,
so it's been
25 years.
Congratulations. Giving you one of those, what the heck?
Well, you know, I said that to myself the other day. Where does time go? You know, I love the job.
What do you love about it?
I like the fact that I'm not confined to an office or one room all day.
Right.
I tend to be a little more active.
Right. You must like, quote unquote, people.
Well,
little people.
Little people, but there are days when little people could stay home.
But aren't they the best?
They are. You know, I have been driving the same route now for probably 14 years.
And
it is awesome because it's like
you see
these kids graduate, and I've had several routes throughout the years, and you run into these kids and they're adults and they've got kids of their own. And
pretty cool.
It is. It's really cool. I mean, like I said, every job has its days, and there's days where you just want to scream and walk off the bus and let them just figure out how to get home. I mean, there are those moments, but obviously we don't do that. Every kid has their own personality.
Yes.
Every day is different. And grant you, we go to work in the dark. You know, we typically start our routes at 6 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
But I find it, at least we're outside. You get to see the sun, and you get to see the clouds, and you get to,
and the snow, and the rain.
And every day is just different.
I bet it is. And, you know, you mentioned your route that you've had for a long time. I did not realize, but you and I passed each other how many times as I'm zipping in my own little small school bus towards Vermilion, and that was one of your stops, dropping all the kids off at Vermilion.
I pick up at St. John's in the afternoon and take a group of them home.
That is so cute. Did you ride the bus as a kid?
No, you know, back when I was a kid, we lived a mile from the schools, and we had to walk. We were walkers. We did not ride a bus. Our elementary school was probably about 6 blocks away, so we were always walkers.
Did you think back then it'd be fascinating to ride a bus and then maybe drive a bus? Or
I always thought, God, I wonder what it's like to ride a bus.
Exactly. I think you don't, it is exciting.
The job I had before I came to the Hastings Bus Company, we actually got our CDLs. It was a day program that worked with the disabled. And so we got our CDLs because we had a smaller bus that we would actually go out and pick up all the clients, you know, on that route and bring them into the program for the day, and then we'd take them home. So that's where I first got the big experience of driving a bus, and I liked it. I've always been one to, you know, when I was younger, just take off in my car and just go for a drive. I get it from maybe my mom and dad.
Okay.
We were we didn't have money, so our entertainment was, you know, let's go
drive
for a little
around.
Sunday drive.
No
you know,
kidding.
Mom thought it was awesome when we drove down to Winona and had a little picnic and then came home.
Yes.
You know? So I think I got some of it from her. And then my husband, when I first met him, a lot of times we would just go countryside driving, look for deer and, you know, peaceful and whatever. So I think the driving aspect, I love. I love being out and about and the kids.
I mean, how have kids changed in the 25 years?
It just seems like there's, you don't hear a lot of the pleases and thank yous. And, you know, some kids are great. You can tell which parents are still old school and then the newer generation. You see a lot of electronics. It's amazing how many cell phones and iPods and stuff that I don't even know what it is, you know, I find on the bus all the time. And it seems like kids are so in tune to that stuff.
So are they quieter as a result for you?
Not always.
Have you ever had to give a kid the boot?
We aren't allowed to do that.
Oh.
You know, there's been moments where, you know, you would love to just teach, especially if they get that middle school age.
Yes.
And they like to fight back and they want to throw out their authority. And it's like, if I could just make you walk home one day.
But it seems you know? Like a privilege to ride the bus.
The kids are told it's a privilege.
Yes.
You know what? I think it is.
Oh, gosh, yes.
But kids don't necessarily, they're told it's a privilege, but they don't see it. I don't think they see it that way. I get a lot of, well, you have to take me to school, or you have to bring me to my driveway, or, you know, that type of thing. And you'd like to just say, I don't have to do any of it, you know. But in the long run, I've had some of the kids that have been just the most challenging. And a couple years down the road, or even a year later, it's remarkable to see how they've
matured
oh, and changed. Or, you know, when I first started at the bus company, I did a lot of the special ed driving, and a lot of the kids that would go out of district to various schools due to behavior or, you know, some issues that they had. And I tell you, there were days like, where are these kids going to end up? And some have taken some tough courses, but I've run into quite a few of them out in the community, and they've grown up and they've got kids of their own and they've turned things around, and that is just so awesome to see.
Well, you know, it's so rewarding, and I have to tell you, you never forget your bus driver. My bus driver, when I was in Hastings growing up, Margarita Marshall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you always remember who your right. bus driver was, and that person will forever be in your heart, and you're in a lot of people's hearts.
Yeah, I've had kids walk up to me. You know, you could tell them your name 1,000 times, and a lot of times you are just the bus driver.
Right.
You know?
But that's
hey, bus driver. And I get that all the time. You know, I'll be walking through Walmart or something. Hey, bus driver.
Oh,
you know?
Isn't that sweet?
You know,
sweet?
They may not always remember the name, but
well, you're an award-winning bus driver, so that we're thrilled to honor you today, and we're so happy you came in to tell us about your wonderful career. We want to say congratulations again to Denise Becker for being named Bus Driver of the Year. She is a bus driver at the Hastings Bus Company, and this award has come her way 2 times. She's a 25-year bus driver, and I hope you go 25 years more or as long as you want. Great to see you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming in. And you're listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
Old bus driver, driving that big old bus all around, picking up people, dropping off people, taking people wherever they want to be. Oh yeah, good old bus driver, so very good at driving that big old bus. Oh yeah.